Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Power of Progress podcast, where you are going to get all of your fitness and nutrition advice, expert hacks, and we are going to cultivate a mindset of success for you so that you can achieve your wildest goals with all things related to your body. And if that sounds exciting, don't forget to give the show an amazing 5-star review and subscribe wherever you may listen to it on all the amazing platforms, including now on YouTube. I do interviews on there, short form content like reels or shorts, whatever you call them. So check out there if you want to see more video content that's not available on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Different stuff. It's awesome. You haven't heard it before. It's amazing. So check out YouTube at Power of Progress. Okay. I want to do a little bit of a series here. This series won't be like consecutive. It'll just be kind of over the course of time as I kind of get more of the information in there. But common myths. We're going to do some myth busters on the show right now. I haven't done this in a very, very long time. I think it dates back to the very first podcast, like the Scott Speaks Fitness podcast that I have. It's still on the website if you want to see it. I'll probably take it down at some point soon because I don't know why I still need it. Like it's just, I haven't done anything in like 2 years for it. But anyway, fitness advice, myths that are out there that might help you, you know, just do better in the gym or have a better understanding of what, you know, fitness is and how to utilize it and just to do better, to gain your knowledge, gain your experience, to build your confidence, to then get you the results that you need so you become the master of your own health. So let's dive into it today. Today's myth that we are going to bust wide open is exercise turns fat into muscle and lack of exercise turns muscle into fat. Very, very common myth I hear all the time. Clients talk to me, I gotta turn my fat into muscle. I gotta do all this. Okay, so let's dive into it a little bit. Again, I'm not here. You know, if you need like the scientific breakdown, there's other podcasts that are gonna break it down for you and talk about essentially how the clock works and go into every little detail. I'm not here. I'm here to just tell you practically, here's what it is, here's what you do, and here's what you should be doing to get results, okay? I'm not going to break down it into the very most scientific parts. So, you know, again, I'm just trying to be as simplistic as I possibly can to give you the best results as quickly as I possibly can. So this is a very interesting myth because it's, and I'm starting with this ambiguous one because I honestly saw it first and I liked it. And by the time I realized like, oh, this might not be the greatest one to start with, it's too late. I'm going at it. I don't think that there's much harm in actually believing this particular myth. Unlike other myths, we're like, I'll get bulky if I lift, which we can hit. I've hit a couple times already, but we can hit again if we need to. Like, this one, if you believe that we're going to use like just fat turns into muscle from when you exercise, it doesn't actually change what you're supposed to do in the gym. It doesn't change the actions that you're going to do. Like, so it's actually funny because like these aren't really issues. Now, muscle and fat are completely different tissues, and so they don't morph into each other. So this is a myth because it's not possible for muscle to physically turn into fat and vice versa. It just can't happen. Now, I can see why people believe it because it's hard to understand, well, what happens to the fat on your body? That's a great question. We'll dig into that as well. This is a very nitpicky myth. The reason it's nitpicky is because it doesn't actually matter if you believe it. Like, who cares? I'm just like, okay, I get it. You don't understand it. And a lot, by the way, many personal trainers don't actually understand this. Many nutrition people don't understand this. A lot of people don't actually understand. And I probably don't even fully understand exactly how it works, but I can give you the details here. So here's what really happens, okay? So you're not turning anything into anything in terms of muscle and fat. So what happens is you work out and you build muscle by working out, okay? Your body adapts to having more muscle, or it's adapting to being used more. The muscles are moving more, okay? The adaptation tells your body, oh, I gotta maintain all this muscle. So what happens? Muscle requires energy to maintain. Energy is calories. So to maintain muscle, we must use calories. So if you use calories, then you have to, it has to come from somewhere. And the concept is you will burn off more fat because you're expending more energy. Now, this is where it gets a little gray in terms of like who believes what, but it goes into because you're building muscle, the muscles are moving, your body metabolizes that muscle. And again, not to get into the craziness of the chemical reactions, but essentially, it actually leaves your body as like CO2, like breathing. Yeah. And now you can't just like breathe. Obviously, breathing helps like all day long, like get rid of things. But as you activate the muscles that you have, you know, your metabolism increases, it metabolizes the fat, you breathe it out, and it gets rid of your body through the air. Okay. That's a kind of like, that's kind of the base level of what happened. Now, you can't just like breathe heavier all day and think that's going to work. I mean, maybe you could. I wouldn't recommend it because the muscle is still important. But inherently, like, okay, great. Essentially, you build muscle, body needs energy to maintain the muscle, energy gets mobilized as fat, and fat leaves the body. That's it. It doesn't churn, doesn't change, but it doesn't actually change what you should be doing. You should be working out regularly. You should be building muscle, because having more muscle creates a higher metabolism. The higher metabolism means you're working harder, which means you're burning off more and burning off fat more often, which is good for you. Awesome. That's it. So whether you believe it turns into fat or vice versa, or that it leaves through water or leaves, it doesn't actually matter how. What matters is the same actions are applied regardless of what you believe. That's why this is an interesting myth. But I did think it was valuable to understand that much of what you do, because you're activating your muscles, and because muscles require more and more activation as they get stronger and stronger and stronger, you're metabolizing the fat because you are activating the muscles, and then it leaves your body, a lot of it which is through CO2, like breathing out, okay, and through all these chemical amazing reactions in our body. I thought that was very interesting. I thought it'd be helpful for you all to know that. So that's the message for today, is that you don't turn fat into muscle or muscle into fat. You are releasing fat by gaining muscle because you need to create that energy expenditure to maintain the muscle over time. So that's the message for today. I hope you enjoyed it. That is myth buster number one on our amazing list. If you have some questions about fitness and nutrition that you want, like a myth that you're not sure about, hey, I read this or someone told me this, let me know. Reach out to me. I will 100% answer the question. I'll let you know when I answer the question so that you can get the most bang for your buck. I've answered plenty of questions on the show. If you have a myth or something that you're like, hey, can you debunk this? Or hey, can you tell me if this is true or not? Let me know 100%. Honestly, reach out to me on Instagram, ScottFreeman24, which I probably need to change at some point. But reach out to me on Instagram or go to the website, scottspeaksfitness.com, and just send me a message. Hey, I have a question about this. Great. Let's talk about it on the show. I love doing that. It's one of my favorite parts of actually doing this, is to interact with people who have heard the content, because that's kind of why I do it in the first place. You know, I'm not Joe Rogan out here, right? I don't own Spotify. Like, I'm just out here cathartically giving out as much information as I can so you can build the body of your dream, so you can live the healthiest life that you can. All right. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Hope you enjoyed the first in many myth-busting episodes, and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.